On the outer feeder band, I don't remember seeing a hurricane loop like that in my life. Sometimes you'll see it near the core, see it near the center of the storm, like we saw with Helene. That just means it's rapidly intensifying. In this case, to see that outer feeder band with hundreds and hundreds, thousands, in fact, lightning strikes, it's just unheard of.
Back to Michael's question to both of us, frankly, you know, you've been here 29 years in this market, Steve, covering hurricanes, have been here about that amount of time as well. He keeps asking us, have we seen anything like this? To, you know, in terms of the dollar amount and the category 3-4 from Francis Dean, he was asking us to compare and contrast. Certainly not the breadth of activity and the stretch of time from 9:45 in the morning all the way until 8 o'clock now here at night that we've been on the air covering this. You know, I know you've said it a couple of times. No, to answer your question, nothing like this in the past. We'll add up the damage, we'll add up the numbers, and see whether those, you know, Francis Jean era, you know, matches up economically or damage toll or lives lost, certainly down the road. But from my memory, and it sounds like you too, Steve, answering your question.
You're absolutely right. Think about it. We haven't even dealt with the storm yet. It's still on our doorstep. It's still about to move through. But to have this kind of damage on the outer bands of a hurricane here is really unheard of. You know, in Hurricane Ian, we had some tornadoes down around Delray Beach that moved through, and also some that popped up, or more than likely popped up around Okeechobee and those areas. But this was, for hours and hours and hours, widespread, not only tornado warnings, but widespread tornadoes that left just a swath of destruction across our entire viewing area.